It's time for our weekly look at another Culloden, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendation with Lanark County Interval House Executive Director Aaron Lee. Aaron, thank you so much for being here.
Always my pleasure, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, we want to let our listeners know that over the course of this chat, we will be referring to IPV several times, and that means intimate partner violence. We start a new section here. We're looking at recommendation number 7, and this falls under the banner of system approaches, collaboration, and communication. Now, number 7 says, ensure that IPV issues are addressed using an all-of-government approach across ministries and cooperate and coordinate with federal, provincial, and territorial partners in seeking to end IPV. Where do you want to start with this one, Aaron?
I think that this one is the epitome of system approaches, collaboration, and communication. It's about everybody working together on all levels of government, where it relates to and crosses over the issues of IPV.
And that makes a lot of sense. And this, I mean, this is the first recommendation in this particular section. And so it's going to be pretty broad based, but it is really a call for collaboration, isn't it?
It is a call for collaboration. It is a call to have an all-government approach. So I think, you know, we have to break it down and we have to look at the powers that be in the federal government, where we are looking at a national action plan, where we have been looking at national action plans at the federal level for several years around partner violence, around Indigenous women, and the issues of violence. So I think that federally, we need to be working with those partners and those ministries. And then provincially, looking at our day-to-day provincial ministries that are also looking at and are responsible for many of the services that are delivered to end intimate partner violence. So the Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services is a primary example. The Ministry of Health provides funding in a lot of various areas as well. And then if we look at the Ministry of the Attorney General, who up until most recently was solely responsible for the funding that came to sexual assault centers. I think that federally, provincially, and via our territorial governments, we need to be seeking those relevant partners and the relevant opportunities to working collaboratively to look at what are the feds doing and what's the province doing? And also then how do people like me ensure that that information is getting to our local municipal governments in terms of their priorities and how things intersect? The intersectionalities across various levels of government are really, really important. If you look at anti-violence shelters, we know that a percentage of shelters are specifically funded through federal and territorial governments, most of them being Indigenous-based. And so there's a significant difference in the funding that they receive and the funding that provincially funded agencies receive. Already we know that there's a gap there. Right? There's a differential response. So how do we break down some of these things and how do we work in partnership so that we're focused on the notion of not just the notion, but bringing collaboration and communication to the forefront in terms of how we make system change?
I really like that you use the word intersect there, because when you think about, you know, other policies that one government department will then implement or help to implement in others, you think of, like, you know, health, right? Every department, if you will, you can look at agriculture. There are health standards that they need to meet. And then you think of something like harassment in the workplace, right? And this can fall into any one of these ministries or any ministry at the federal or provincial level. And I think that this statement here is bringing IPV to that level where you need to be, at the very least, aware of it and have a plan should it intersect with the ministry or the governmental department that you are a part of. And really, I think that is long overdue, because there are policies when it comes to harassment, sexual harassment, and more. But we all know that these things can escalate outside of, I'll use the term workplace, but it could be organizations, could be whatever. And we've seen that in the past. So really, this is a long overdue step, in my opinion, from what you've taught me over the years and from what we've seen in general in society.
I agree with you 100%. I think fortification is the word for me, is that we need to fortify our energies and our opportunities, and we need to look at what exists, where the gaps are, and how do we amalgamate and work together in terms of that collaborative opportunity to fill those gaps, to not miss these pieces. I agree with you 100%. We talk about sexual harassment or workplace harassment. We talk about the changes we've seen to occupational health and safety acts, right? Where it now includes issues related to violence and sexual violence, where that wasn't a reality some years ago. So I think there is change happening. And one of the things that I think people struggle with sometimes, especially coming from a voice like mine, I believe that there are lots of positive changes that have happened over the years. And I think there's an opportunity for us to fortify and to reframe some of the things that we're doing and some of the approaches we're taking to some of these issues on all levels of government. I think that there is a huge opportunity. There needs to be the political will. There needs to be a shared stage where everybody has a role in terms of making the machine move forward. And I think we need to get to that place if we are going to have successful partnerships, collaborate with each other, and at the end of the day, create effective and meaningful and permanent system change so that we can reduce the issues of IPV.
I think we're going to hear a lot in this section about system change, intersection, and fortification. You know, that's just you know, I've read most of these recommendations anyway, and we are going to come back to those themes several times. Any final thoughts for our listeners on this particular recommendation?
I think that the key is in looking at unpacking the language of the inquest and looking for the opportunities there within, that it's not adversarial, that inquest recommendations are about change to enhance and to make better. And if we can stay focused on the enhance and make better part, I think that we're going to be very successful in this, in the honoring to Carol, to Anastasia, and to Natalie.
Aaron, thank you so much. This has been another look at a jury recommendation from the Culloden, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest. And we will do this again next week. Aaron, as always, a pleasure.
Many thanks.
Aaron Lee is our guest here on Lake 88. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening.